Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome. This is, of course, RTR Truth Media on RBN every Sunday. This is Chris Switzer, or the Freedom Ministry, Eyes for the Profane on Twitter, the number 4. I am the co-host for RTR Truth Media. Tom Lacabera Stewart, of course, the founder and host of RTR Truth Media. Doesn't look like he'll be with us today. And our other co-host, Rachel D. Tobias, also has another function that she was obligated to. So you got me, okay? We'll make it through, though, I promise. We got a lot of stuff going on everywhere in the news, of course. A lot of sordidness. I wish for once, you know, the news would be saturated with beautiful people doing beautiful things, you know, and they're spotlighting how humanity is coming together to overthrow this new world order. But that's not the case. We have Ghislaine Maxwell in the news, of course, being arrested. That's coming off the backs of the residents in New Brunswick related to the Epstein financial sordidness of the case in Deutsche Bank. Judge Esther Salas and her family brutally gunned down at their residence in New Brunswick, New Jersey, when a lawyer related to a case she had in 2015 decided to go to their doorstep posing as a FedEx delivery man, shoots the husband down multiple times, critical condition, but survives. And then the son comes to see what the commotion is and gets shot through the heart dead. Fast forward almost 24 hours and we find the guy close to his car, in his car. The reports are kind of hazy, with a gun maybe on him, near him. It might be the gun that killed the son in the shooting the day prior, but it's definitely the gun that inflicted the gunshot wound on himself, which was, of course, self-inflicted, had nothing to do with the deep state Israeli operatives, you know, who are tied to Mossad and the sexual blackmail rings that seem to control all this mess. No, probably not them, right? Has nothing to do with Dershowitz, with Prince Andrew, the crown in Britain, politics in Israel, Ehud Barak. No, it has nothing to do with these guys. They have nothing to do with Epstein, right? Wrong. See, about a year ago, this stuff seemed conspiratorial. You know, when you talk about it, people look at you with a side eye, you know, and say, oh, there's something to it. You know, he had something to do with these young girls. But all this other stuff, come on. You know, Clinton on the Lolita Express, Trump involved, all these powerful people, you know, it can't be, Chris. This is just crazy. Fast forward to now, right? And we have everything else going on. They love to sully everything and dirty the waters so you're distracted, so you're not looking into things. We have Black Lives Matter everywhere. While we have a fake pandemic in the mix, we have mandatory masks, you know, just literally saturating the media everywhere, when it's been proven medically and scientifically that these masks are doing more harm than good. But they must push this agenda and make you slaves, because you're already slaves. Now you must wear your slave symbol. Okay, and then we're going into the realm of the thought police, artificial intelligence, preemptive strikes on people who are not social distancing. They're using the track, trace, and find for this stuff. And they're lying, just like law enforcement always lies to you. You know, it's part of their MO. They lie to coerce confession. So you'll implicate yourself. Even if you're not guilty of whatever they're trying to pin on you, they're going to make you say something to pin you in a corner and get you guilty for something. You know, that's the whole idea here. They released all these prisoners, if you recall, you know, from prison because of, you know, overcrowding and corona and the fears of COVID-19 being spread amongst the jails, only to then put people back in these jails who aren't following the mandates of mask wearing and such. It is unbelievable. And if you didn't live in this era, and you maybe, you know, we're in 2014, 13, somewhere around there, and you got just a glimpse of everything that's going on right now in 2020, you would think it's a movie. You would think it's like another movie out of Hollyweird, you know? You would think it's like Contagion, you know? It'd be called Plandemic, you know, with the supporting actresses and actors from the Epstein saga, Tony Fauci. They're all related to Epstein, mind you, which is just bizarre in and of itself, that it's all related. It's like 6 degrees of separation. You literally can find very substantiated ties to all the big players in the coronavirus, COVID-19 saga, this planned epidemic. They're tied to Epstein in some way, sort, or fashion, or the sexual blackmail ring, or Ghislaine Maxwell, her father Robert Maxwell, her sister Christine, the relationship with Tony Fauci going back years and years. Tony Fauci, of course, this isn't his first time doing this either, okay? This is not his first time on the big stage with Big Pharma pushing their agenda. He did this back in the early 90s with the AIDS epidemic, okay? He was pushing the fake causality and pushing back the real science behind it to infect and kill more people, you know, when they could have been staving off the numbers just like they can with this faked coronavirus pandemic. Yes, coronavirus is real. I'm not sitting here and telling you that, you know, it's not real. Remember what they called it? They called it a novel coronavirus, okay? A novel coronavirus. In fact, a doctor, okay, a doctor out of, I believe, Minnesota, was doctor of the year, family doctor of the year, 4 years ago in his state. This year, he gets a letter in the mail recently saying he's being investigated by the health department in Minnesota because of his outspoken statements in regard to coronavirus. He was just telling the truth. He was reading the statistics, you know, from Fauci and others, stating how not deadly it is, especially for age groups, you know, under 45 years old. It's really, you're more likely to be hit by a bus. That's true. And he was relating it to the last year's flu numbers and flu deaths and basically showing you the truth, the reality of it. You know, stop the fear mongering. Let's speak about the facts. So he gets this thing in the mail saying now he's being investigated because he's not going along to get along. That's exactly it, folks. You got to stop going along to get along. It's not going to work out well for us in the end, or well for you if you're only concerned about yourself and you don't care about people around you. It's not going to be good for you individually, okay? And your individual rights and freedoms, it's not going to be good for you or anybody you care about, if you do care about anybody. And think about the children going back to school, if you're going to allow your children back to school. They are making this so awful. It's such a dystopian reality. I'll be the, you know, first to say I'm not letting my child go back to school under these conditions. You know, and I actually feel bad for her being in school to begin with. They're being indoctrinated into the state's agenda or statism, okay? Call it whatever you want. You can call it secular humanism, okay? You can call it communitarianism. You can call it Bolshevism, Marxism, communism, you know, socialism. They all fit. Some fit better than others. It's a corporatocracy, you know, oligarchy. Yes, these are all great, great attributes to our current system. What it is not is a free republic, okay? And I'm also here to tell you that the Constitution is nothing to get back to. It's been here the whole time, okay? It's been here the whole time. So if that's the case, and it has been here the whole time, then if it was great and it was here to help us and preserve our rights and chain the government against tyranny, it would be working, right? Yes, I think so too. But it's not, and it hasn't. Okay? It hasn't. I would recommend anybody who's interested in learning about the Constitution, how it came about, what it actually usurped, and where it is today, please read a book by Kenneth W. Royce, pseudonym Boston Tea Party. He's written other books under the pseudonym. The title is Hologram of Liberty, The Constitution's Shocking Alliance with Big Government. And I posted the preface leading up to the first chapter and my reading of the first chapter on my BitChute channel, The Freedom Ministry. You can find it now. They are gems in here, and it's just truth. We had the Articles of Confederation before the U.S. Constitution, and the Articles of Confederation were working. I mean, it was working, one could say. You know, the debate is definitely there. The evidence is there for that argument, and it's founded. But then the other side of it is the big government side of it and commerce, okay? It wasn't ideal for the big bankers, and it wasn't. They wanted global commerce to eventually be a reality, okay? They wanted it to be easy, and they wanted the states to be federally regulated. So that's what they did. They usurped the Articles of Confederation, had a constitutional convention, a con, and they overthrew it without it being properly ratified. They actually had people under duress and threat of violence removed from the ratification process. Rhode Island, in fact, because they weren't going along to get along, and they were going to hinder and stop the process from happening. Fast forward to 1812, and we have Britain burning the White House almost to the ground, right? And destroying, or at least removing and hiding, the evidence of the original amendments and the original articles, okay? We have the Titles and Nobility Act, 13th Amendment. The original 13th Amendment was the Titles and Nobility Act. Today, we'd have a lot of people that are traitors under that, not obeying this. You can't have titles. You can't sign oaths of allegiance to foreign powers. Everybody today in Congress pretty much would be ousted under this original 13th Amendment. You know why? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they all signed an oath of allegiance, okay, to Israel. To Israel, literally. They sign an oath of allegiance to a foreign power, to Israel. To Israel. And some would say, you're crazy, Chris. You know, you're always on this Israel thing. It's real. It's real. Pull up on YouTube or any platform, video, you know, search engine, Cynthia McKinney talking about the Israeli oath. Okay? She didn't sign hers, right? And maybe a week and a half goes by, 2 weeks, right? She got it. She just didn't sign it and send it back. And she was in political office, you know, running. And she got a phone call, you know, and it was just didn't start off about that and then quickly segued right into that. Did you sign your oath, you know, to Israel? Well, no, you know, I thought about it. I looked it over. I'm not going to sign it. Okay, you know, whatever. They ended the call cordially. All her funding dried up immediately following the phone call. Okay? And then they fund and bring out the war chest and support your opposition, anybody to take you out. And they will take you out. They will take you out. And if you want to see more to this and see facts supporting what I'm saying about this, please go to my BitChute channel and watch the video called The Lobby. The Lobby. and it's showing you the Israeli lobby in America and how they conduct business. They do it under the table. They do it in windowless rooms and temples. Okay, secret societies are more powerful than you'd ever imagine. That's why it has this conspiratorial feel and taste to it, and it seems kind of hokey. They want you to think that, so you won't look into these things at all. They don't want you to. Look into B'nai Barif, okay? Jewish Freemasonry, which helped to found the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. Anti-Defamation League has been caught numerous times using agent provocateurs to foment hate, violence, destruction of private property, and the likes. To do what? To push this anti-Semitism notion. Okay? They want to promote the canards and the tropes and all of that. So then they can point to it and say, look, look, this is why. This is why we need ADL. This is why we need these groups to combat this hate. When it is they behind Israel, the powers in Israel today, the Zionists, the Bolsheviks, who are some of the most hate-filled peoples I've ever read or seen in my life. I kid you not. If you read some of the words of these rabbis in mainstream newspapers like the Times of Israel, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, you will see some of these Sephardic rabbis and others, doesn't necessarily, you know, have to be one sect or the other, ultra-Orthodox to even what you'd consider to be more liberal rabbis. They spout the Talmud. They spout from the five books, you know, from the whole of Torah, which includes oral tradition. And they state that all Gentiles or non-Jews will either be our slaves willingly, and they each get up to 2,800 of them, according to their religion, or they can be killed, exterminated. The extremist types will just come out and say that. And those who are more, you know, reserved and don't want to speak to that will, when asked, will say, you know, what happens to those who don't go along and don't willingly become slaves, you know, when the Jewish Messiah returns, Moshiach. That's what they call the Messiah, by the way, Moshiach. It is not Jesus, mind you. And they will say, I don't know. You know, that's up to Moshiach, or that's up to the Sanhedrin Council, you know, the elders. I don't know. Which is, again, the modern-day Pharisees. The same powers and sects that were around to murder Jesus Christ. So it comes full circle, guys. Those of you in the alt-right, conservative, Republican types, who back Trump, who might be considering themselves an evangelical or a Christian Zionist. This type of Judaism, this Orthodox rabbinical Judaism I'm talking about, is antithetical to Christianity as preached by Jesus Christ or the red letters in the Bible. It's antithetical. It does not match. They're opposites. That's why they killed Jesus. That's why today, truth is hate speech. Stay with us. I'll be right back after the break, guys.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. For those just tuning in, this is, of course, Chris Switzer, the Freedom Ministry, RTR Truth Media on RBN Radio Network. I was talking about Israel before the commercial break. I know a lot of people roll their eyes and, you know, get sick of hearing about Israel. But unfortunately, if the shoe fits, you know, I talk about things because they're important and not for my own prejudices or my own bias. I try to leave that at the door, you know, and I try to look at what I'm concerned about with the future of my children and our collective children here in the United States, because we are going for broke as a society, it seems, on a one-way trip to chaos. It's not good. It's not good. And if you look at the motto of the 33rd degree of Freemasonry, Scottish Rite jurisdiction, it's Ordo ab chaos, which is Latin, their motto, which says order out of chaos. This is by design, okay? They know what they're doing. Do you know what you're doing? You know, that's the question. I have to ask myself these same questions. You know, what am I doing to better myself, to better my family, to put us in a position to actually be ready for what's coming down the pipe? Because they've been setting their blueprint, you know, they've been setting their foundation for a long time, and it's solid on their end, very solid. And I was talking about the Oath of Allegiance, you know, the loyalty oaths in America. And I'm just going to read you a little bit here from freethoughtblogs.com in regards to the Israel lobby seeking loyalty oaths in America. Okay, and it goes on to say, I have written before about how the Israel lobby, alarmed by the rapid rise in support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, and the declining support for Israel, especially among young people and Democrats, has moved to pressure state legislatures to pass laws that punish people for any involvement in such speech and activity. So it goes further. You know, it not just wants you to sign the oath to Israel, but you can't be involved in anything that they consider to be bad for Israel, okay? Like BDS and others. Glenn Greenwald, excuse me, describes the case of Bahia Amawi, a children's speech pathologist who was denied employment in a public school district in Texas because a law in that state now contains a loyalty oath, not to the U.S., but to Israel, that prevents the employment of anyone who takes any action that inflicts economic harm on Israel, such as supporting a boycott or even merely making a decision as a private consumer to not buy products made by companies in the occupied territories. She refused to sign the loyalty oath. Okay. Quote, this required certification about Israel was the only one in the contract sent to Amawi that pertained to political opinions and activism. There were no similar clauses relating to children, such as a vow not to advocate for pedophiles or child abusers, nor were there any required political oaths that pertain to the country of which she is a citizen and where she lives and works, the United States. And that's the thing, guys. It's unbelievable how much they care about Israel when they don't care about America or what you would think were American values, you know, from our forefathers and our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, our great-great-grandfathers. People just don't understand, you know, what it was or what we've lost. And I'm not talking about the Constitution anymore, okay? Because that has always been an elitist document, and it's sacred parchment worship without looking into that stuff and thinking about it objectively. What I'm talking about is just our values, the status quo as a society, as America. Today, it's been flipped on its head. It's been flipped on its head. I watched something recently because of all the backlash from statues being taken down for the Confederacy and the slave issue and Black Lives Matter, blah, blah, blah. And I watched a video, and I'll come back to it after the break. Please stay with us. It's very important. This stuff is all tied together. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I'm floating down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Yes, I'm floating down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I love music. I think all of us here, you know, at least the RTR Truth team really loves music. Those of you who know Tom LaCavera know he's a musician. Of course he loves music. It can be a double-edged sword, though. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but just be careful. There's a lot of music used to influence you negatively. And that's as far as I'll go there. We have a lot to go over. Before the break, I was touching upon an activist in, I believe it was in the South. Okay, I know that. believe it was South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. And there were about six gentlemen who were there supporting and representing the Confederacy and Confederate history. And I believe it was even a holiday in that county, or even the state. But the video went on, and it was a, I believe a, you know, he looked white, maybe Jewish, I don't know. The person there, you know, activist for BLM, I believe, Antifa type. And he was there questioning a guy who was black in a Confederate uniform supporting Confederate history. And this man schooled this young fella, schooled him. Very knowledgeable guy. All of the gentlemen there, you know, supporting the Confederate history and waving the Confederate flag were very knowledgeable. They weren't racist, and they weren't supporting racism or slavery. These topics, these subjects are not mutually exclusive, okay? You don't have to be for slavery or a racist to be like a Confederate historian, you know, a revisionist historian or somebody who is very interested in Confederate history and the South and the Reconstruction and all that stuff. You know, Abraham Lincoln, what happened, how he was assassinated, what it was all about, that type of stuff. And he schooled him. He schooled him. And this young man, his ignorance was just shocking to me. And I think a lot of people might think like him. He didn't understand what the term carpetbagger meant. He thought the guy was trying to say that was the name of his channel. I don't know where he went with that. He was very confused, and he just didn't understand at all what this gentleman was telling him. He just thought he was kind of crazy, you know, and he was eccentric. And this was not the norm. You know, this was like an aberration. It's just unbelievable, guys. Education is key. We must become informed, knowledgeable, or we're just the same sheeple that the elitists say we are. They think of you as dumb cattle who cannot think for themselves or do anything for yourselves. So prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. And I just want to cover this real quick. It came up recently. Remember the Poway shooting? You know, the synagogue in California that was shot up by a anti-Semite, you could say, somebody who was against the Jews. Well, there was lots to say about that at the time, and people were saying it was a psyop, you know, crisis actors. The rabbi was in the news right away, you know, with his hand all bandaged up. Well, that same guy, Chabad Poway, rabbi, pleads guilty to years of tax wire fraud, okay? So, like I've always said, Chabad Lubavitch and the top upper echelon of the ultra-Orthodox rabbinical Judaism is corrupt, okay? Organized crime. It's the likes of Meyer Lansky in his era when he controlled the Italian organized crime. He was at the head of it all, okay? The Italians were the scapegoats and the ones who took the hits. And even before that, they didn't even get recognized as having, you know, any ties to crime under J. Edgar Hoover, because they had the goods on Hoover. The sexual blackmail rings go back to Hoover and before his time. Mossad had the goods on him, as did the mafia, as did the CIA. All of them. That's why he did what he did. And they kept him nice, fat, and cozy at the horse track, put him up in a fine hotel like they do today with Mar-a-Lago and Trump, which is a great segue into Trump and his sordidness, because people seem to put him up on a pedestal as if he is a god or he's just so holy, so moral. You know, he's not like the rest. If only we could get rid of all the disgusting swamp creatures around him, we'd be great. I'm here to tell you, he is one of the most disgusting swamp creatures of them all. And this is from EliteDaily.com. 9 Donald Trump quotes about Ivanka that are super uncomfortable. That's to say the least, okay? And I made a video recently on my BitChute channel that includes some of this. And I'm going to scroll down to just highlight it here. Number one, there was that time on The View where Trump said he'd be interested in dating Ivanka if she wasn't his daughter. Oh, that's a little creepy. It's a little weird, right? Number two, he allegedly once asked a columnist, and he did, it's not alleged, Richard Cohen was the columnist in 2016 who talked about it. This was way back, though, when the columnist asked him about it. Ivanka was only 13, and he said, "Is it wrong to be more sexually attracted to your daughter than your wife?" Yeah, I think it's wrong, Donald. I think that's a little creepy, Donnie. And number three, Trump joked on Wendy Williams' talk show about he and his daughter both like sex. It's just inappropriate. And again, with the pattern and the history, it says something. It says something, okay? It speaks to who this man is. Number four, Trump allegedly compared two alleged mistresses to Ivanka. And they're also involved in what? The Epstein depositions in his case related to Ghislaine Maxwell. Or as I like to say, Ghislaine, the Mossad madam. And that's Stormy Daniels, Miss McDougal, the Playboy model, Karen McDougal. And they both said that he would comment on how they dressed and he would want them to wear certain outfits because it reminded him of his daughter. And he's performing sexual acts with these women. There's the context. It's gross. Number five, Trump told New York Magazine in 2004 that Ivanka is a great, great beauty. And there's more. Trump again to New York Magazine remarked on Ivanka's appearance. He can't help it. He can't help it. Every guy in the country wants to go out with my daughter, he said. She was 23 at the time. It's getting creepier, guys. Number six, Trump once told Howard Stern it was okay to refer to Ivanka as a piece of ass. I'm sorry, guys. If somebody referred to my daughter as a piece of ass, and excuse my language, I'm just quoting the man here. Number seven, Trump awkwardly touched Ivanka's hips at the Republican National Convention in 2016. And there's video of this. And it's creepy. It's just not appropriate. Not appropriate. And there's people tweeting about it, you know, because it was so inappropriate. Number eight, Trump said he likes it when Ivanka calls him daddy. Ugh. Ugh. And they were talking at a rally in North Dakota, September 2017. She's 36 years old. "Come on up, honey," the president said. She said, "Dad, can I go with you?" And Trump said, she actually said, "Daddy, can I go with you?" I like that. "Daddy, can I go with you?" I said, "Yes, you can." It's just it's disgustingly creepy. Okay, I know I'm saying creepy over and over again. They're both creepy. We got Creepy Joe and we got Creepy Don. They're both. Both disgusting people, you know? You don't have a choice, really. Number nine, if I weren't happily married and, you know, her father, come on. And you don't have to leave it to imagination knowing this guy. It's disgusting. And here's Rolling Stone reporter Paul Solitaroff in September 2015. Quote, "Yeah, she's really something, and what a beauty, that one. If I weren't happily married and you know her father, and that was the quote again. "You know, I wish Solitaroff said, no, I don't know. Why don't you elaborate?" Yeah. The end of the article. There seems to be quite a lot of material on this Donald Ivanka beat. If I missed anything, let me know. First, I needed to take a shower. And that pretty much sums it up. Yeah. And that's not it. You know, it's not like that's the only, you know, weirdness or sordidness of Donald J. Trump. No. He's involved with a lot of bad things. He's for red flag laws. He doesn't care about your gun rights. He doesn't care about any of your rights. Free speech. He passed the anti-Semite hate law. You know, the bullying stuff and the cyber stuff. There are already laws on the books, okay, to combat real crime. You just have to enforce the real laws and not enforce stupid things that aren't crimes. If there's no victim, there's no crime. Okay, guys? That's just how it works. That's absolutely how it works. And Donald Trump is one of the best friends that Israel's ever had, according to the PM, or the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Which brings us full circle to that mess over in Israel right now. We have protesters, you know, meeting in gangs and crowds outside of his residence, protesting against Netanyahu. Okay? It's a big to-do right now because he has three indictments against him in Israel for bribery, fraud, corruption. You know, Bibi is not a good guy either. And these are the two guys who are both under Sheldon Adelson's thumb. Who's he? Who's Sheldon Adelson, right? Well, he's the guy who put up $100 million large out of his war chest to support the 2016 presidential bid for Trump. And of course, he gets what he wants. Adelson is worth over $40 billion, some say, according to Forbes and others. And he's the 10th or 12th richest man in America. Well, this man put up $100 million in bad ad campaigns, or, you know, anti-Obama ads when he switched sides. He used to be a Democrat, then he switched over to the Republican side because it made sense for him financially. And he still supports Trump. And he put up another $100 million and even more into super PACs and other such things. So you tell me, Sheldon Adelson wants Trump to win. He put up the money. I think it's going to happen. And no, I don't think it's good. But that doesn't mean I support Joe Biden or the Democrats. Please, guys, get your heads out of the clouds. It's a false paradigm, this right-left political party system, where no one else can break through. Meaning, if you're an independent and you want to speak at like a presidential debate, good luck. Good luck. Not only that, you have to be worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and have all the support from these super PACs, these lobby groups like AIPAC and the rest of them, the Anti-Defamation League, other groups, or you're not getting anywhere near it. It's a rigged system, guys. And the popular vote doesn't even count the way you think it counts anyways, even if you think voting is real. It's the Electoral College. The Electoral College selects your president. And then your president selects the Supreme Court justices who actually get to decide law in this country. They decide what goes. The Supreme Court. He who controls the Supreme Court justices controls the law in the United States. And then look to see who controls the Supreme Court justices, and you'll see where the power is consolidated. And it is the Zionist Bolshevik banksters who set up the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 to the great regret of then-President Woodrow Wilson, who is all but a puppet for Colonel Mandel House, who controlled the presidency as an agent of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, et al. This has been going on for over a century. A century. Former Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Ben Bernanke admitted at economist Milton Friedman's 90th birthday party that the Federal Reserve Bank indeed caused the Great Depression. The Great Depression. They caused it. And he said, "You're right, and I'm sorry, we won't do it again." But he did. He did. Just a few short years later, in 2007 and 8, they caused another depression and another financial collapse, and they bailed out the titans, and the ones who were to fall fell, and fell on the sword they did. And this game is playing it out, playing itself out again, right now. These same entities, these same organizations and familial dynasties behind the scenes who don't get voted out of office every so often, they stay in power. They're doing it again. Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation held Event 201, October of 2019, and told us what was happening with the pandemic. Please stay with us. I'll tell you more when we're back.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
All right, guys. Thank you for sticking with us today and listening to RTR Truth Media on RBN. I'm going to get right back into it. I'm reading from hub.jhu.edu, and it's about Event 201, which was held October of 2019. well before anything happened, and they actually simulated the exercise, okay? Back in 01, it was a smallpox outbreak, this article continues, from November of 2019, set off by terrorists in U.S. shopping malls. This fall, it was a SARS-like virus, germinating quietly among pig farms in Brazil before spreading to every country in the world. They're talking about the simulation exercise, not as a real event, but as the exercise purported in Event 201 in October. So they actually planned for this. And I just want to bring it full circle and show you that they've done this time and time again. Patrick Clawson said how we use false flags to get into every single war and event that we've always done since the Civil War with Fort Sumter and Abraham Lincoln telling them to kick that off by shooting at the other side. Okay. And just like Event 201 with the coronavirus and this current pandemic, they did this with 9/11. They had war game scenarios going on the very day of September 11th, Operation Vigilant Guardian. They also had Amalgam Burgo and others, where they were actually showing false blips on the radar, and they just didn't know what was real world and what was fake. Okay? They do order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. They conduct false flag terrorism and then blame it on perceived enemies. They always need a boogeyman. And once they eliminate, capture, or take out a boogeyman, they have to create a new boogeyman, or the people will get back to doing what they do, which is living in harmony, prospering, surviving, enjoying their lives, not hurting their neighbors, right? Crime's not going to go away, but it's not going to be this. This is not natural, guys. 9/11 was an inside job. And when I say inside, I don't just mean inside the United States. I mean inside the elite structure, them, okay? They don't get elected in and out of office, these people. They don't. Look into Chabad Lubavitch. Look into Mossad. Look into Hasbara. Look into false flag terrorism. Look into Event 201 and Gavi, the new Global Alliance vaccine organization that Bill Gates is behind, his baby, what he stepped down as CEO of Microsoft to actually handle so he can steer his false flag the way it needs to be steered today. It's unbelievable how all-encompassing this new world order system is, but it's all there. It's overt today, okay? You just have to look into it. You have to do the work. Look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm not a sheeple. I've been stupid for most of my life, and I'm not going to do it anymore. You guys have the power. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening today. God bless you, and God bless America. I'm out.
Welcome to the base. Welcome to the base of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.